Hello!
Hello, and welcome to Demented.
Demented what?
The D&D Podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
That's better. You dropped off there for a second.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I'm going to fall, pass through a dip on the way out of here. Pass that signal. So we're both going to go away temporarily.
We're going to have to start over again late again, starting over.
Folks, I'm sorry. I have control to the access to the program, and I forgot today was Sunday.
Yep. It's only the day after Sabbath.
The day after what?
It's only the day, yeah.
Explain to those who do not understand scripture what that is.
It's the seventh day of rest. That's the best I can explain.
Yeah, the seventh day of the week, the day of rest, which was yesterday, not today.
Yep.
And actually, by God's clock, it was 2 days ago. Because by God's clock, it's already Monday now. The day begins when the sun sets. But it gets even more complicated than that because there's some disagreement as to how the weeks are supposed to actually run.
Well, my day doesn't begin until I wake up. So I think God would say that the day begins sunrise.
Yeah, whatever.
That makes sense to me.
So you're saying God didn't write the Bible?
Well, God didn't write the Bible.
There you go. I was going to say, that might actually be true, but don't tell my friends. They might get mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like whenever I say God's not perfect, people jump away from me like they're afraid they're going to get struck by lightning by standing next to me.
Well, yeah.
If God was perfect and all-knowing and all-powerful, Eve and Adam would not have screwed up. We wouldn't have the rainbow. What else?
There would be no rainbow.
There would be no rainbow for the gay community to steal.
I don't know. I think the rainbow's pretty. I think it's a good thing there's sin in the world, so we can have the rainbow.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say, though, is if God was infallible, we wouldn't have those things.
Well, here's a question for you. What happened before that he had to create Adam and Eve to replenish the earth?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and what happened before?
Right, they weren't here to plentish the earth. They were here to replenish.
Yeah. And, you know, plenish again.
Right.
Eat again. Like, next! What's your name? Adam? All right. Here's your partner, Eve. Get out there and kick butt. I don't want to screw up like the last, you know, umpteen billion times I tried this. I mean,
yeah.
I know, you're the first one. Trust me.
Yeah, this is probably an improvement over the last time.
Well, Have you ever studied, I think it's Greek mythology? It might have been Roman. Anyway, the Romans stole a lot from the Greeks anyway, so it's probably the same.
All the same. They're all basic copycats.
What I'm getting at is this particular issue is, I think it's Greek mythology that there was a first man made, men, not just a single man, and they were made out of a certain substance. And because I don't know what it is, we'll just say they were made out of lead, all right? And it didn't work out. And so the gods wiped them out and made the next set out of bronze. And that didn't work out. So he made the next set out of iron, and that didn't work out. And so he made the next set, and they were made out of silver, and that didn't work out. So they made the next set, and they were made out of gold. Right? And so there's been a series, by that mythology, there's been a series of mankind on this planet, and each one didn't work out, and they were replaced with the next improvement. So
which ones are we? We're obviously not platinum. Or diamond, for that matter. Oh, wait, we might be diamond, because diamonds are worthless.
Yeah! We're brittle and shatter easily.
Anyway. Well. Yeah. I called Lily to you. So bye.
All right, say that again without yawning. You called Lenny today, and what?
Actually, he called me, then I called him back. But anyways, I got his voicemail. And I really liked his voicemail.
Okay.
It's basically about...
So you can play it for us?
Yeah, we're going to have to call it to record it.
How do we get off of it?
Hang up. Actually, what I might have to do is I might have to call it and then hang up and then call you back so you can click over and put me back on three-way.
Yeah, I'll have to call you back because I haven't figured out how to merge an incoming call yet. I'm not a very good operator yet.
I thought you were analytical.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
You gotta work with the limitations of the machine you got.
It's not rocket science.
No. But we'll have to experiment sometime when we're not doing a podcast.
Right.
Oh, my. We almost got Bill's fence stretched along his east fence line. So pretty soon Ian will be able to bring his goats over. And Bill can protect the street.
There you go.
All right, so you're going to call Lenny's deal and see what happens, and then hang up on me, and I try to reattach you to the call?
Sure.
Okie dokie.
All righty.
You realize we're going to end up in a silent patch in the program because I'm going to have to switch away from the program temporarily in order to call you.
What's up?
I texted you and said that I was going to call and record your voicemail.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, that's what you want to...
So you answer.
Try me, but I won't answer.
Podcast.
Yeah, I can't stay on with you guys. Try it again.
Okay, bye.
Is he going to hang up for you, or do I have to call you back?
Well, if he hangs up, then I can call back without having to hang up. And
there you go.
My phone won't disconnect the whatchamacallit, whatever thingy.
That's the first time we had a guest and we wanted him to go away. That's terrible. Terrible. We should talk to him.
Well, actually, he said he couldn't stay on.
Okay. What?
He said that he could not stay on.
Oh, he said he could. Yeah, all
right. Right. He just had forgotten that I texted him that I was going to do the recording. All right, here we go again.
Independent candidate for the United States House of Representatives in the 7th District of Tennessee. And you know what? I'm going to make you a promise. I'm going to vote no on any bill which would increase the size, the cost, extend the reach and power to government. We got too much government. For more information, visit me on the internet, www.voteforlenny.com. That's 4, number 4, Lenny, L-E-N-N-Y. And if you want to talk to me, leave me your name. And if you're a broker and you want to get a hold of me, leave me your name and your phone number. And if you would TQL, leave me an extension. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you...
Okay. Am I alone? No, I still have a merge call going here, I think. Are we leaving a message on Lenny's machine? Okay, you're not talking back to me, so I assume you must have kind of hung up. All right. Okay, folks, excuse me while I try to... Huh. I don't have the option of doing another call. This is not good. Do-do-do-do. Try this. Nope. There we go. And you may be losing me temporarily. All not sent. Okay, folks, it looks like I'm going to have to hang up on the program and try again. Okay, we will be right back with podcast number 2 of tonight.